Britta Hughes from the Royal College of Midwives. Britta, good morning to you.
Good morning, Stephen.
What's your position then on the current abortion law here? What's your understanding?
Well, the abortion law is a very old piece of legislation. The basic piece of legislation was back to 1861, when there wasn't even such a thing as a reliable pregnancy test. And it made it a crime for a woman to attempt to end a pregnancy, whether or not she was pregnant. And it also made it a crime for anybody to assist a woman to attempt to end a pregnancy. And that actually is still the fundamental piece of law that we have. It has never been updated. There have been other pieces of case law which has added to the legal body, if you like. But fundamentally, it's the 1861 Offences Against the Persons Act. And it has not kept pace with current technology or women's expectations or what's happening elsewhere in the UK. And our big concern is, in the absence of any modern law, we're very clear there is an onus on the Department of Health at least to issue guidance to people working in this area. This issue first came up, I suppose, in October 2004 when
the Department of Health has said in a statement, quote, the law's clear, they say. Any guidance on practice for professionals will not alter the law in Northern Ireland. This is from the Department of Health statement. An operation in Northern Ireland for the termination of a pregnancy may not result in criminal liability when it is necessary to preserve the life of the woman or there's a risk of real and serious adverse effect on her physical or mental health, which is either long-term or permanent.
And the Department of Health is very clear about what the law is. However, in October 2004, the Court of Appeal instructed Barbara de Bruin, who was then the Health Minister, to carry out a survey or to ascertain whether the understanding of the law was widespread among healthcare professionals working at the coalface in this very difficult area. And the result of the survey that she carried out at that time showed that the feelings range from you're not allowed abortion at all in Northern Ireland, which you've just clarified from the Department of Health is wrong. It also ranged professionals saying, well, if you've been raped, you can have an abortion. Well, that's also wrong. Or if your baby has some sort of severe abnormality, you can have an abortion. Well, that's wrong as well. So she carried out this survey and it became apparent that actually the people who are supposed to be working within this law really didn't have a very good understanding of what the legal issues were or what the law was actually stating. So as a result of that, she was then ordered again on instruction of the Court of Appeal, if you find that the people's knowledge of the law is not good, then you must issue guidance. And here we are in 2012, still waiting on the guidance. And that is the issue, really, for our members who are out there at the sharpen point, the end of this, providing care to women. Very often, women with a planned pregnancy and a very much wanted baby, and they are given some sort of devastating news, which does, in many instances, have a severe and long-term impact on their mental health. And our members are saying to me, is this lawful? Am I allowed to do this? Will I be prosecuted if I look after this woman if she has her pregnancy terminated here?
This is what your members are asking you this weekend.
They ask this all the time. We get queries all the time on this issue from our members. And we don't have any guidance to refer them to. The guidance was issued. It was withdrawn. It was reissued. It was withdrawn. We've now had no guidance.
Hold on a minute, Britta. So you're representing the Royal College of Midwives.
Mm-hmm.
So you're telling me, as we stand this morning, your members don't know whether they would be dismissed, whether they would face prosecution. They just don't know.
No. They know as much as most members of the general public, but unless there's specific departmental guidance that says, in this circumstance, termination is lawful, in this circumstance, it is not. And this is good practice. There's no guidance for good practice at all. I mean, I think the vast majority of our members actually think, for example, two doctors must agree that a termination is necessary for a woman. That's not the case. One doctor in Northern Ireland decides that a termination is lawful because what they have in their heads is bits of the 1967 Abortion Act, which apply in the rest of the UK but not here, and they have bits of an understanding of the complicated legal structure here. And then they get confused sometimes about what is lawful and what circumstance. I mean, one of the things we've most recently sought clarification from the Department of Health about was it's not lawful in Northern Ireland in any circumstance to carry out a termination after 24 weeks. So increasingly distraught women are taking themselves off to England. They're having an injection into the baby's heart to stop the heart, and then they are coming home here to have the abortion completed. So we have members who are saying, oh my goodness, if I do this, am I complicit in a criminal act? Do I care for this woman? Do I not care for this woman? She's in great distress. What do we do? Leave her and just hope that the problem goes away. So the issues are getting more complex year on year as the technology becomes more complex and sophisticated, and as women's expectations become more sophisticated. They expect to have the same care available to them in Northern Ireland as they get elsewhere in the UK, and that isn't actually the case. And in the middle of all of this are the nurses and the midwives and the doctors who are trying to make sense of it in the absence of any departmental guidance.
The Department of Health have said on the guidelines, the Minister is committed to issuing guidance on this matter and is actively considering the issue. However, it's not possible to say at this point when the guidance will be issued.
Well, it's been actively considered for the last 2 years, and there is absolutely no indication, as you have just said, as to when it might be expected. But the other thing that
guidance
would do...
Well, they're going to have to hurry up. There needs to be clarity around this,
clearly.
Well,
there's another issue as well, Stephen, I think, which people don't understand fully, in that healthcare professionals in Northern Ireland have no statutory right to conscientious objection. If you have a religious or a moral, deeply held, fundamental belief that this is a wrong thing, and you're living in the other three countries of the UK, you can go to your manager and your employer and say, I have a problem with this, don't allocate me to look after a woman having a termination. And your right is respected and fortified by the 1967 Abortion Act. It doesn't apply in Northern Ireland. So as the trade union for midwives, the other side of the coin is it's our job to protect our members in the workplace. And if they refuse to participate in an abortion, even if it's lawful and it meets all the requirements of the obscure bits of law that we have and it's completely lawful, and they say, I actually have a problem with this, I don't wish to look after this woman, they can be disciplined. In fact, they could, in theory, be dismissed for refusing to care for this woman, and I haven't got one single piece of statute to support their right to conscientious objection. Now, in the guidance that we did have before it was withdrawn, it made it quite clear that this is departmental guidance, that employers should give cognizance to their employees' wish not to be involved in an abortion. Now, that doesn't give you the same statutory protection, but it gives you some protection. Your employer may not be so quick to discipline you if the departmental guidance said that they should give some cognizance. We don't even have that now.
I've got to say, you just to make clear to people, you're on the advisory committee to Mary Stopes, right?
We are. We sit on a lot of advisory groups. Perhaps I should explain this. Some of them in relation to maternity services, some of them more widely about reproductive health services. We work formally and informally with bodies like, and you would know this, Women's Aid, the National Childbirth Trust. We work with local campaign and advocacy groups. We work with service user groups. We campaigned along with the users to get the funding for the new build in the Royal. So we work on a wide range of groups and have involvement in things that will impact on maternity care, maternity services, or reproductive health services more widely.
Dr. Roselle Ward is from the Christian Medical Fellowship. Dr. Ward, good morning to you.
Good morning, Stephen.
What do you make of this then?
Well, I think, like many people across the province, to say gobsmacked at the news about this clinic opening to start with no apparent legal recourse to anybody about what it does. The Department of Health can't get an input into it, that the RQIA can't even put an input into it, is absolutely shocking. And, you know, how did we get here? How did we get like this so quickly? With nobody knowing, it's appalling. The Mary Stopes organisation itself, you know, talks about being into reproductive health, but, I mean, it quite openly... in its statements and in its work, you know, part of that and a big part of that are abortion services. And in fact, I can direct people to...
Well, they have made it clear, Dr. Ward, that they will work within the law.
Well, I can direct you to a video clip where one of their director of programs at a conference in London said, and I quote, having watched this several times, he said, there are various options once we open a reproductive centre. We provide illegal abortions all over the world, and I think when people hear that, that makes the blood chill, and it certainly confirms to many people and concerns
well,
that they
wait
have.
Wait one second. Now, I haven't seen that. I haven't seen that clip. I'm very uncomfortable with you quoting from something
that I
haven't seen.
Well, I can give you the directions to it, Stephen, if you wish the directions for it.
Mary Stopes have made it very clear that they will work within the law and say they have no intention of breaking any laws in the jurisdictions in which their clinics are opening.
Well, Stephen, why is this clinic, a private clinic which charges for its services, opening here when, if it says it's going to work so well and so strictly within the law, why is it opening here when people who fit that criteria can get that service within the health service free of charge?
Breda Hughes?
Well, I think it goes back to what I've said about guidelines, that people in Northern Ireland, and I'm talking now the general population, actually really don't know what is available to them on the health service or not because of the absence of any guidance. And I know anecdotally that there are still young women, for example, who go in to see their GP and the GP says no, abortion is not lawful in Northern Ireland. And that is clearly wrong because it is lawful in certain circumstances. So rather than the GP having a full understanding of what the law says, and if they're not comfortable with advising or supporting a young woman in this situation, referring them on to a colleague who might do, they just close the door down. So there is still, despite all of the discussion that's gone on, despite what the department is saying about the law is clear and those of us who work within the service should have an understanding of the law, should is the operative word here, and they don't. And clear guidance is needed for professionals working in this area. But also to a step further than that is then I think information, accurate information needs to be available to the wider public. And we don't have either of those things in place in Northern Ireland at this moment in time.